Today is the first day of school in Uvalde, Texas, where that mass shooting at Robb Elementary killed 19 students and two teachers. Students who attended Robb Elementary during the shooting are at different schools in the district, and at each of their desks, a gift was waiting for them today, a stuffed animal, paid for by a GoFundMe campaign organized by Ella Klimowitz of Oxford, Michigan. She survived a shooting at her own high school last fall. And Ella joins us, as does her mother, Carrie. Ella, welcome.
Hello.
So you raised something on the order of $24,000 for 1,100 stuffed animals, stuffed wildcats, which I understand that's your school mascot, these wildcats, and you delivered them to Uvalde students and teachers last week. How did that go? Tell me a story.
It went really well. It was super busy. We weren't there very long. We started off by going into two different buildings, and we brought all the stuffed animals and put them on every single kid's desk, along with a handmade card from Oxford. Some of the teachers were there prepping their classroom, so we were able to talk with them and exchange stories, and it was really hard, but I think a lot of them appreciated another community kind of having the same story and comparing like what happened to them and what happened to us. And sometimes it's good to talk about that stuff with people that understand.
Yeah. And were you 17 or 18 when the mass shooter came to Oxford High School? You were a senior in high school, yeah?
Yes, I was 17 when the shooter came to my school.
Okay. And these kids in Uvalde starting today, I mean, they're about 10 or so. I mean, if you interact with these students in the future, how do you think about communicating this grief to younger kids?
I mean, obviously, it's way harder, and I can't imagine being so young and that, like, innocence being taken away from you. So it's definitely, I think it's good for them to talk to people about it. And I think they look up to kids like me that are like a little bit older than them and not like super adults. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
why is it good to talk about it? I understand you've talked to many people, including a couple of therapists. Do I have that right?
Yes. Yep. I think it's good to talk about it because a couple months after the shooting happened at our school, I kind of didn't remember what exactly happened because there was so much going on. But talking to people kind of like brought out what I remembered, and it kind of gave me like not closure, but like it was easier for me to process.
Yeah. When you first heard about Uvalde, what went through your mind?
Yeah, I was just sitting in my bed and I remember seeing it on the TV and it was like reliving it. And I was really angry because I didn't think it would happen this soon after it happened to our school. Like I unfortunately knew that it'd probably happen again somewhere, but I didn't think it would be this soon and at an elementary school.
Yeah. And so you move forward, raised all this money for these gifts for each student in Uvalde. Describe for me, for us, the wildcat in question. What does it look like?
It looks like a mini wildcat. It's super soft. It's like, it has a white t-shirt on it that says Oxford Hearts You. And it's in our Oxford spirit colors of blue and gold.
Oh, that's nice. You also left cards for the students. Do you have one on you? Can you read one to us?
I don't have one on me, but I can remember what most of them said.
Yeah, if you can paraphrase, that'd be great.
A lot of them on the front of the card said things like, Oxford loves you, you're strong, you're appreciated, you're brave. And then some of them also had phone numbers in case some of the little kids wanted to contact a student from Oxford.
Oh, nice. You know, on a day like today, I cannot imagine what it's like for these Uvalde students to go back to school. What was it like for you when you had to go back to school?
It was unimaginably very, like, very hard. Every single day, my goal would be to just stay in the building. if that's in a counseling office, a therapy room, it didn't matter. If I was in the building, I was proud of myself at the end of the day.
You know, we like to say or assume that an event like this changes a person forever. Is that true?
Yeah, I think a sense of like innocence was definitely taken away from me. And I think it did change me for the worse and for the better. I mean, I'm always triggered by a lot of things like noises or screaming or ambulances, stuff like that. So there's always probably forever going to be triggers for me in my life, but it also made me more mature and made me want to like take initiative too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Ella, thank you very much. And, you know, best of luck to you and your class for, well, having the courage to move forward, and for you in particular for raising all this money to do this.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And pass the phone to your mom, please.
All right. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Carrie. It's Scott Tong at Here and Now. It's so good to hear from Ella and her thoughts. Mm-hmm. Having experienced that as a parent, how do you think the parents in Uvalde are feeling right now?
I would assume, based on what we went through, that they would probably have a lot of anxiety. And just being away from their kids, I know at first for us, just to be away from our kids if they went out with friends or anything like that was hard for parents. We just wanted to keep them in a bubble with our family.
And how is it now? I mean, it's around 10 months on, from the mass shooting?
Yeah, it's definitely better. Time does make it a little easier. Although we just also started our school year and the anniversary is coming up. We just had our first football game and we lost one of our football players. And so we had tributes to the kids that were victims at our shooting. So a lot of it is coming back up, you know, during the summertime, you know, lots of healing and things. So it's kind of a tricky time starting the school year for the community of Oxford, for the kids, for the students, for the staff. So it's better, but still difficult right now.
Yeah. And Carrie, what have you learned about being a parent, going through an experience you never want to go through? What have you learned about rebuilding trust in the system, rebuilding trust in society?
I mean, I think we're still learning every day. I guess, you know, a lot of us kind of realized not to sort of sweat the small stuff when you have something like this happening. You kind of rethink like, okay, here's the big things in my kids' lives and here's what's important. Are they safe? Are they happy? Are they healthy? Rather than do they have, you know, good grades or, you know, things like that that maybe you thought about more before. And, you know, also, we're all just maneuvering it too. The families and the parents and the staff, everybody, nobody expected this and nobody quite knows how they're going to get through it and make sure that their kids are okay. So we're kind of just like muddling through it and trying to rely on resources like therapy and things like that to help with it.
Yeah. And finally, your thoughts on your daughter, Ella. I mean, what a gesture, raising all this money and traveling with you, I believe, down to Uvalde to deliver a wildcat, a stuffed wildcat mascot to every student there.
Yeah, we're really, really proud of her. And she really worked very hard for this. You know, this summer was supposed to be the summer before she starts college and, you know, all kinds of fun stuff. And she really devoted a lot of her summer to organizing this. And her dad and I are really proud of her.
Well, you should be. We have been talking to Carrie Klimowitz. She is the mother of Ella Klimowitz, who is a survivor of last year's school shooting in Oxford, Michigan. And they just returned from Uvalde, Texas, where they donated stuffed animals to the children and staff at Robb Elementary School. Carrie, thanks for taking the time.
Of course. Thank you.